Last Saturday, enthusiastic football fans in Ghana's capital, Accra, sang the national anthem as they watched their team on television just before the game with the Czech Republic. The match ended in a 2-1 victory for the Black Stars of Ghana, the first by an African side in this World Cup, and a very good reason to start the Saturday night party. It has been 5 days since that historic victory over the Czechs, but some fans like Abbas are yet to recover from the celebration, even as he looks forward to another win over United States Thursday in a Group E match.
As a result of that winning, because of too much of happiness, even up to now I'm still sick. So I'm hope that tomorrow we are going to win by 4-0. I will celebrate it like the World Cup is already in Ghana here.
Ghanaians have waited a long time to see the Black Stars at the World Tournament, so it is understandable why World Cup fever is spreading to everyone, including this fan, Jacob.
I've been celebrating the goals because we went to the Africa Cup and we lost. So because we are winning this match, I've been celebrating because we have not won a big match before. So because of that, I'm really happy. Saturday, I celebrated it too much that even I had a headache.
Jacob is a tailor who makes UNICEF clothes. But since the World Cup started 2 weeks ago, he has switched to making Ghanaian flags. He says sales have been good and a Black Stars win tomorrow would even be better.
Sure, I'm hoping to sell more because I hope that tomorrow's match will probably win. So because of that, I've decided to begin buy more materials to sew. But I'm waiting for the match tomorrow before I start sewing more.
There have never been so many Ghanaian flags seen in the city of Accra, not even on Independence Day. Virtually anything in red, gold, green, and a black star symbol is selling at a premium price in Ghana. This is Oxford Street in the Ghanaian capital, Accra. Prices of goods here are usually higher than elsewhere in the capital. But business has been booming since the tournament started, as fans buy Black Stars t-shirts and souvenirs. On the same streets, electronic shops are offering discounts on widescreen and flat screen televisions, but one does not need to buy a new television to watch the games. All across the city in bars and conference centers, huge screens have been mounted for fans to watch the matches. But because the Black Stars match on Thursday will be played during working hours, some fans like Raymond are taking extra measures to ensure they do not miss a moment of the match.
This is my workplace, so I have to bring my television and the area, everything, preparing myself to watch the game. Because the area around here is so low, so I have to raise the pole so high so that I can view the match properly. Tomorrow is a great day for us. Yeah, last time I opened champagne because Ghana has won. Tomorrow I'm going to open 3 or 4 champagne because Ghana is going to win.
Whether employers like it or not, unofficially, Thursday will be a half day of work for many. And should the Black Stars defeat the United States, Ghana will be joining Raymond for the champagne party. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.